News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
8 in 10 workers eligible for auto enrolment don't think it alone is going to be enough to provide for their retirement, and 1 in 3 of them believe their auto enrolment and pension alone will be nowhere near enough to provide for them in retirement. That's according to research published today by Ask Acorn. Joining me now is Robert Whelan, Managing Director at Rockwell Financial Management. Robert, to some extent I would have thought this is unsurprising, given that the job of auto enrolment was to get you in the door, not to look after you forever and ever. Amen.
100%. Yeah. What it was trying to do is to kickstart pension contributions for the 850,000 people in Ireland who were in employment but not paying a pension. And so far, I just checked it this morning, they've captured just under 770,000 people are being brought into the auto enrollment scheme.
Who otherwise mightn't have been.
Wouldn't have been, let's be honest. So they weren't there before Christmas, now they're there now. So, as you correctly said, it was never designed to be this golden pot. But as someone who's been dealing with people for 26 years, believe you me, anything at retirement is better than nothing. So, in terms of the word enough, one person's enough could be another person's plenty.
Now, there is sort of a coffin corner when you look at the graphs in terms of age and contribution to your pension. At what age should you really begin to panic?
I've never heard anyone describe it as that's lovely. Panic. Well, nothing good ever came from panicking, Anton, right? But I think if you're hitting early 50s, you really are racing against time. It really is kind of 10 to midnight here. So, because, no, you could be someone who chooses to, well, I'm going to continue working into my 70s. I love what I do. I'm not in a physically demanding job. I believe work is a purpose, and therefore I will not have the same requirements as someone else. So that is part of that conversation. So I'd say kind of 10 years from the intended date, that 10, maybe 15, 10 though, from where you're kind of thinking, I'm going to be stopping working.
And presumably in an ideal world, the earlier the better, because that allows you to access higher risk and higher return products.
100%. And like, let's be honest, like auto enrollment is starting off at a lower contribution rate, but it will evolve eventually to 12% between the employee and the employer. And we do have a case study from Australia who hit 30 years this year with their own version of auto enrollment called superannuation. And the average 62-year-old in Australia today retires with a superannuation pot of about $300,000 Australian, which is about €200,000. I'm not saying it's amazing, but it's something.
And that €200,000 as a pot, what does that give you as a yearly income, or is that how long is a piece of string?
A bit of both, but ultimately you get a lump sum. So 25, if it was 200,000, you get a lump sum of 50,000, which is tax-free. Subject to credit criteria, but mostly tax-free. And then the balance you'll take is an income. And for most people, they'll take it on the drip. So you could be getting 5,000-6,000 a year.
A lot of people asking about accessing the money that may be tied up in a primary, in a principal primary residence like this one. 75-year-old, single, very small pension, need to replace my car, something to see me out. Also just want some funds to make the day-to-day a little less stressful. I have a 3-bed semi-D in South Dublin worth approximately $850,000. Is equity release mortgage something I could look at?
Mortgage is a different conversation because there's risk with that, okay? With the equity release, absolutely. A lot of people are being forced, let's call it that, to consider this. But it's very important that a lot of people do this, but they choose the house rather than the location. My advice to people in that scenario is take an equity release, but make sure the location is everything. You don't want to be in your 70s and really not happy where you live.
But it's an interesting situation to be in, though, at 75 years of age with a very small day-to-day pension, sitting on an asset worth nigh on £1 million.
That's the old asset ratio and catch poor. So, but it is there. It's tax-free. It's a principal primary dwelling. So I have a lot of clients, for instance, who sell up and move down to the country. Again, fine, perfectly reasonable. They're releasing €300,000-400,000 in equity, which definitely makes life a lot easier in retirement, but you must be happy living there.
One quick one. I'm part of a defined benefit scheme with CIE. Cling on to it with your teeth. We are being offered an increased transfer value to move to a defined contribution trust scheme. I've 23 service years of service, 15 left. Should I continue this consider this option?
You know, you want to hate me saying this. Get advice. I don't know what the value is. It could be in your interest. It could not.
Well, there's loads more coming in, Robert. We'll have to at some point get you back and do just a straight Q&A all the way through. Robert, much appreciate your time. Robert Whelan, Managing Director at Rockwell Financial Management.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.